Isn't this a sports show?
Listen, if I had the type of power that would allow Patrick Mahomes to propose to whoever I want to, I would be taken.
Almost entirely.
James commented and just said, "You are one weird dude."
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
And then how dumb can I say when I sound?
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
If you're watching on Facebook, then we're joining you for a rave.
Fence.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
I have a DM, no context, from Michael, just says, "Dick, long pause, justice."
On ESPN Kansas City.
Hump Day is here.
I wish you would have played that intro, Beards. It would have made sense. Geico's been doing this thing where they've been running old commercials, and like they're doing a best. I think you can vote online or something. It's why you keep seeing Geico commercials that don't fit the aspect ratio, and then include like collect calls, and then that dumb camel being back. Unlike whenever Charlie, this is an Easter egg for you longtime AES listeners. Unlike when Charlie said it hump day is here, after I said it doesn't feel like a hump day, today it kind of does.
That liner will be played later now.
I imagine that'll be played next, I would assume. If you haven't heard it yet, you can hear it coming up next segment. There's a tease for the next segment at the very beginning of today's show. But today it kind of does, not because I'm just dragging my feet or anything, but because we are... like, not even halfway to the AFC Championship game that are already, it feels like I've been talking about for my entire life at this point. It's just like we're all just edge of our seat, leaning in, mouth agape, waiting for this game, and we're not even halfway there yet. But we still get to talk about it some more in a couple new ways that we haven't gotten to yet. So I'm excited for all of that. Also, there are stories we haven't gotten to yet this week that I think are still very much worth talking about. Weird places to start the show, perhaps, but definitely good things to get to at some point. We're starting the show, though, today. I already tweeted this out, so if you need to see it in GIF form, you can. But I saw... this tweet, this announcement on Twitter where you see tweets, and immediately in my head I heard Michael Scott saying, "Yep, no question about it, I am ready to be hurt again." I tweet out the GIF, it's on Twitter, at JB Briscoe. Eric Berry is practicing today.
The bagpipes?
Football, believe it or not. The best response to the GIF of, yeah, no question about it, I'm ready to be hurt again, was lots of people saying, this is also what Eric Berry is saying right now, which is pretty funny.
Too real.
It did hurt a little. Here's the thing. I said, we didn't get to it a whole lot yesterday over here. I was on Sports Night last night, again tonight as well. And for a good chunk of Sports Night last night, I told the world that on that same day-to-day, shame on me, fool me every day, shame on me, on that particular grind, I expect Eric Berry to play against the Patriots. I was saying that before he practiced today, so why would I slow down now? Of course I think he's going to play. Why wouldn't I? I've died on this hill enough times. I am now a zombie living and dying on this hill. Last week, I had logic. It didn't come through. It did get me buying into a little bit of the conspiracy theory of kind of seemed like the Chiefs expected him to play last week. He didn't. That's probably not the Chiefs telling him not to play. Therefore, draw your own conclusions about things. I've resisted all of the conspiracy theories for weeks, but that was always kind of hinging on him playing for the playoffs. So all of that being out in the universe now, I'm not here on jet fuel can't melt steel beams, but I am here on, like, maybe just putting on the tinfoil hat. What's a tame conspiracy theory? We've done this show before. We've talked about conspiracy theories.
What's a tame conspiracy theory?
Yeah, most believable conspiracy theories.
I mean, Jar Jar being a Sith Lord.
All right. It's great. That's my favorite conspiracy theory of all time.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Reddit, just type Jar Jar Binks Sith Lord. You're going to lose yourself for about an hour, and it's amazing.
It's fantastic.
It's unbelievably believable.
So I'm not here on that jet fuel can't melt steel beams-ish, but I am 100% here on that Jar Jar is a Sith Lord, but he was so hated that he didn't end up being a Sith Lord in the movies-ish. Mm-hmm. That's
George
where
had to
I'm
change
at.
His plan.
What?
That George Lucas had to change his plans.
Yes, because he was so loathed. Yes. I'm not totally here on the Illuminati, but like I definitely think Jay-Z and Beyonce have too much power somehow.
I don't believe the moon landing is fake, but I understand why people believe that might be the case.
Ooh, that's different, actually. That's next level. I didn't know. I'm not here on the Earth is flat, but I definitely, like, there's definitely a chance that there's secret government pollution going on said Earth. That's definitely happening. On BigThink.com, it says 51% of Americans believe that there was a conspiracy behind the assassination of JFK, according to a large national survey in 2013. It doesn't say the specifics of the conspiracy, just that something was conspiratorial.
Well, sure, there was obviously a conspiracy theory because he got assassinated. Like, there was a conspiracy to assassinate him, but not the government.
I don't think that...
Anyway.
Reading from here, I was going to just let that sit. Reading from here, I don't think the FDA is withholding the cure for cancer, but I do think that Big Pharma is definitely withholding some things from the population at large. Oh, man, at the end, these are all kind of like, they're not funny, but they're all like, you can just sort of make jokes about them. And then the last one is number 10, the Holocaust didn't happen. And you can't play with that one. That was not funny. The Earth is flat is funny, because believing that the Earth is flat doesn't hurt anybody, and it just makes you sound like a dope.
There are 8 other planets in our solar system. Yes, Pluto counts. And they're all completely circular and spherical.
Those are fake also. You know that.
And Earth is...
You know those are fake.
Oh, no, right. They're just projections.
Yes. Right. The Earth is flat. Planets are projections. So that's where I'm at on Eric Berry right now, right? So, like, I'm definitely here. Like, yeah, like, there might be aliens. Eric Berry might have sat himself out for the game on Saturday. I don't think that his heel injury is faked, right? I don't think the moon landing was faked, but I think maybe Jar Jar was a Sith Lord, and maybe Eric Berry could have been out there against the cults.
9 utterly ridiculous conspiracy theories. Number 1, poisonous government snow.
Ooh, I like that. It also explains some things. I was going to say that I used to love eating snow, like, as a kid, but I found a fresh patch of snow on the roof whenever I was cleaning off the satellites last weekend, and I ate a piece of snow on the periscope.
This is just limited to Georgia, though.
These are Georgia-specific conspiracy theories?
No, just the poisonous government snow one.
Oh, okay. I was sort of ready for the next one.
Invasion of the lizard people.
All right, so you scroll, and let me give you a little Eric Berry. You give me a little conspiracy theory, all right? Play ping pong with me here.
Okay.
So what was the lizard people again?
Invasion of the lizard people.
Okay. I think Eric Berry's going to play against the Patriots. I thought that before he practiced because I think the whole time the goal has been to play in the playoffs. I think the Chiefs would have liked him to have played a couple of weeks to lock up that one seed and maybe even to have played against the Colts. Berry basically decided, I don't know this, but I'm wondering, Eric Berry decides... For me, I want to play in the Super Bowl in my hometown of Atlanta. Lots of people have brought that up in a way that makes it seem like that's not speculative, but maybe some people know more than I do. So he says, all right, I want to play in that. Conspiracy theory.
What is July 27th, 2014? Check your calendar and you'll notice that it's a Sunday. But if you ask Siri, you might discover that July 27th is the appointed time for the opening of the gates of Hades.
And so Now, I still think, even if you are in on a conspiracy theory of, like, Barry kept himself out of the Colts game because he wants to make sure he can definitely go in the Super Bowl in Atlanta, if you're Eric Berry, if you want to make sure you get to the Super Bowl in Atlanta, you've got to play the Patriots.
Adam and Eve were extraterrestrials who traveled to Earth aboard a space ark piloted by, you guessed it, Noah.
I actually believe that one. And so on Eric Berry and the Chiefs now going into this Patriots game, there's no reason they wouldn't be perfectly aligned here. Hey, man, we want to win this game. You want to win this game. We think we need you to stop Rob Gronkowski and to help on this running game. And if you don't play here, there's a very, very good chance that we don't make it to the Super Bowl in Atlanta. So all of this for you, all this waiting game is for naught.
Conspiracy theory. David Stern and the Banana Slug are the same person.
Whoa. That's ridiculous. And actually, it's not even true. That's a dumb conspiracy theory.
I don't know how it made it on this article.
Beard, can you cut this part out of the podcast later?
Maybe.
And dump this off air right now?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, we can't have people talking about... We can't have any David Stern, Banana Slug, almost entirely sports conspiracy theories floating around. By the way, if you're just around the show for football season because you're like super amped about the Chiefs, I totally get it. You've got to stick around for the summer because you're going to hear phone calls from David Stern and you're going to hear from the banana slug that we have canonically named Steven.
Even though that's not his real name.
Well, listen, we don't know. His real name is never canonically established. Our headcanon is that his name is Steven. Stick around for the show during the summer after Chiefs season's over. We'll do some Royals and stuff. We'll do a lot of basketball throughout the spring and everything, but we're also going to have David Stern call the show at some point, I promise.
Conspiracy theory. The moon does not exist. It's a giant hologram.
So any conspiracy theories that you might be buying, anything that you think may have gotten a little more juice this week, as I've had to throttle back. To be honest, I've had to throttle back on, hey, none of these conspiracies have any logic to them because he didn't play in a game I thought for sure he was going to play in. Now, though, either way, the Chiefs and Eric Berry, they have to have aligned goals here, which is him playing against the Patriots, getting a week off, and then playing in the Super Bowl.
Denver International Airport is literal hell on earth.
This one has a lot of evidence, honestly.
Conspiracy theorists claim that Denver's runway forms a swastika. However, Google Maps says otherwise.
Well, listen, who are you going to trust? Google's protecting Denver Airport, all right?
Ooh, the next one's great. I'm saving that one for last.
Well, and so...
Wait a second.
Go ahead. Yeah, hold on. No, let me, okay. We're playing ping pong. Still just back and forth. I think it's right to expect Eric Berry to play in this game. I think he'll play until the game is in the bag, whatever that means. If that's whenever the clock hits zeros, or if that's third quarter, the Chiefs are up by 28, I would expect Eric Berry, because what else has any of this been for? All of this rest and all this day-to-day and everything, if Berry and the Chiefs have communicated at even like a freshman year high school relationship, right? Like the worst communication you've ever had in your entire life, I might be projecting. If they have the communication skills of freshman year high school sweethearts, that even that amount of communication at least gets you to shoot to the point of you should sit out until you get to the playoffs, or I'm gonna sit out until the playoffs. There's no reason to ever think like, oh yeah, hi, I'm Eric Berry, and I'm not gonna play this year just for kicks.
When shark attacks off the coast of Egypt sent beach tourism plummeting in 2010, government officials rushed to provide explanations. Their best guess: remote-controlled Israeli sharks. Immediately following the attack, a prominent Egyptian governor said that the Israeli shark theory, quote, is not out of question but needs time to confirm.
Wow.
Soon after, proof began to trickle in. Egyptian divers reported sharks outfitted with GPS devices in the Red Sea, and it didn't take long for mind-controlled bionic shark spies to enter the canon of conspiracy theories.
Did you see the tweet from a couple of weeks ago that someone said, you know what, since this government shutdown came through, I ain't seen no birds.
I mean...
Think about it.
Yeah.
You know when I saw birds for the first time since the government shutdown? Today, driving in, I saw a few geese.
I mean, those things are just like devil spawn.
No. So here's the thing. I read that tweet. The government knows I read that tweet. So they made sure I saw some birds today. So I'd get off their trail. I'm not buying it, though. the most extreme Eric Berry like plot device here is that he refused the surgery because he wanted to have a chance to play in a possible Atlanta Super Bowl. And then he's just been like holding the Chiefs hostage on that front until the end of the year. And I don't think I buy that. But I also, like, if that, I'm saying that's the most extreme version of this, I think. And again, even if that is the, even if that, like, was the case, straight up faking the moon landing on this one, you got to play against the Patriots because otherwise you're not playing in the Super Bowl.
Conspiracy theorists tried to sue CERN in 2008 for almost sucking the entire planet into a black hole, but another idea is far more creative. Turns out, the occult scientists at CERN are building a stargate to revive Osiris, the ancient Egyptian god of the dead. And they have photographic proof. A statue of the Hindu god Shiva stands at the entrance to the Large Hadron Collider. Put aside the fact that that physics experiments can't bring back the dead. Fine. But what the heck does a statue of a multi-armed Hindu god have to do with reviving Osiris? One of the largest Hindu sects in India considers Shiva their supreme god. And odds are that the religious researchers at CERN decided to invite his lord into the lab. Admittedly, it made for a pretty interesting bring your god to work day.
Was that the best one you're saving until last?
CERN builds a stargate to awaken Egyptian god Osiris. Yes.
Okay, I just was making sure. Because my favorite one I just remembered that I believe, at least, like there's something going on here.
I found a bigger article. Okay, this one's good.
On the CERN one?
No, this is just this thing is just 25 conspiracy theories.
I'm pretty sure that Mattress Firm is a front for some sort of money laundering scheme.
That's pretty good.
And they advertise an A10. I'm sticking my neck out on this one. They might make great mattresses. In fact, I'm sure they make great mattresses because we wouldn't advertise for them if they didn't. But some of these little satellite stores have to also be, like, there's just so much here. They have so many. I don't know if I've ever seen them, like, packed full of people. You don't buy mattresses that often. But according to Business Insider, there are over 3,500 mattress firms in the U.S., along with at least 80 distribution centers. That's so many.
Over on Almost Entirely Sports page, Brandon has said conspiracy theory, Elvis is still alive and going after his twin brother's name for years. Going by his twin brother's name for years.
Did Elvis have a twin brother?
I think that also might be part of the conspiracy theory.
Jim says conspiracy theory, Colin Cowherd bet on the Chiefs and he's calling the fans out so they'll prove him wrong and help him win his bet. It's very good. Andrew says if you play the Almost Entirely Sports intro backwards, it says long live Mahomes, all hail Mahomes.
That's actually true.
That is actually true.
So that's not a conspiracy theory. That's just a theory that's been proven correct.
That's a good point.
Do you want another one?
Yes. I'm reading the comments now, finding a specific... Jim says it's like the birds left for the winter or something. Come on, Jim. We're having fun here, but be real. Birds don't know when to leave.
There weren't just four members of the Beatles.
Well, there was a fifth one at the beginning, wasn't there?
There was a rotation of different similar-looking people.
Okay.
That's all it says.
I mean, just rapid-fire me a couple of these, because I don't think this works as well with me trying to tell you how the Chiefs slow down the Patriots' offense.
Let's see. Let me find it. The Olsen twins are just one person.
Love that one.
Mattress Firm is actually a money laundering scheme.
Okay, do you have more info on that one? I'm trying to find a good synopsis of that.
The Mattress Firm stores are popping up everywhere because they're a part of a money laundering scheme. I mean, it's pretty interesting to think about. We have at least four or five in my area alone. Why do we need that many Mattress Firm stores when the average person only buys a bed every 7 to 10 years? It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. So,
okay.
I'm just looking at... Oh, you can fill mattresses with stuff. There could be money in the mattresses. Interesting.
Steve has tweeted me. Oh, hang on.
Hey, Shane, we're doing a show, Shane. Can you let Shane know we're doing a show?
Beard just got buzzed, like, in a real corporate way. His phone beeped, and then Shane just went, Beards.
Mattress Firm did respond to this, by the way, in July. We know we have a lot of stores and understand that some of them are close together. It's funny, but there's a strategy behind it. The idea, the proximity of our store locations is related to money laundering or any illegal activity is absolutely false. Mattress Firm taking it very, very seriously on Twitter.
Anyway.
Thou doth protest too much, Mattress Firm.
Steve had tweeted me. He asked, have you got the We All Died in 2012 because of CERN and what we're experiencing is just reality breaking down theory?
What we're experiencing is just reality breaking down. I like that. That's why the Chiefs are about to go win the Super Bowl.
And have the Royals won it in, you know,
you're
post-2012.
Right. The Royals won a World Series. The president, like, was famous on TV. The Chiefs are going to win a Super Bowl. This is reality breaking down. I love this.
The South African retailer Steinhoff International Holdings will buy Mattress Firm Holding Corporation, the largest specialty bedding retail in the United States, for how much? How much do you think it costs to buy Mattress Firm?
$68
million. $3.8 billion.
Oof, that's a lot. It's a lot of cocaine they've got hidden.
That's a lot of meth. That's a lot of meth.
Again, Mattress Firm has very seriously denied that, so... Anyway.
Vincent Van Gogh was Jack the Ripper.
I think I've heard of that, actually. Interesting.
Yetis are actually aliens.
Well,
also, Trevor points out the Cubs won a World Series post-2012. So.
Oh, you're right. Good call.
Robert says that Adam Gase transported his cocaine from Miami to New York via Mattress Firm.
North Korea is using Pokemon Go to spy on the U.S.
It's also pretty good. Tupac and Biggie aren't dead. They're just chilling in the Caribbean Islands from Trevor.
Avril Lavigne was replaced by a clone.
I've seen that,
that
one.
That one's really good.
That one's real.
Let's see. Let's get a good one.
Okay, so like Jim points out, like FDR was in a wheelchair and nobody knew. Like the government pulled that off. We're now living in like this era of technology and everything. You don't think that like Trump has like a cyborg leg or something? Like, that's why his pants are so, like, comically large. Not, like, waistline, but, I mean, they are, he's not a healthy man, but it's, like his, like, pant legs are really floppy. It's because he's got, like, he's a fawn. Don't you think we've had a fawn president? Do you think we've had at least, we've had a black president now, America? Don't you think it's time for a fawn president? Beard, your thoughts? Beard, you were a history major for a while. What's going to happen first? America's going to get a fawn president or a female president first?
Number 20, Hitler is still alive and living on the moon. That one is actually a movie.
How is he living on something that doesn't exist? That's where that one falls apart. Hitler can't be living on the moon because you can't live on a hologram.
Did you ever see the Netflix movie Iron Sky?
No, you've talked about it a thousand times,
it's
though.
So fun. So yeah, basically Hitler is alive and living on the moon.
Stupid. There's no moon. I'll tell you what, I've also, you know, my conspiracy theories, I have the key to the Chiefs beating the Patriots, but I feel like I've got to let you get me the last good conspiracy theories, and then we can do that.
Dinosaurs never existed.
That's also true. Read the Bible.
Oh, I've been saving this one. I forgot about it. Australia doesn't exist. It's a massive cover-up for Britain killing hundreds of thousands of prisoners at sea, just saying they sent them to Australia.
I love this one.
It gets even more ridiculous in the continuation of the cover-up. Apparently, all airplane pilots and boat captains are in on it, and whenever anyone visits Australia, it's actually a cleared-out section of land in South America and it has thousands of paid actors to be Australian.
So it's a whole Truman Show situation. It's just an Australian Truman Show. What about people who say they lived in Australia and then go somewhere else? What are those people's situations?
I guess they just retired from being the actors.
But no one's ever like written that book about it, though. I love it. I love the logic of the cover-up. My thought now also
is that they just make all of the animals in Australia so comically scary that nobody wants to go there. It's like, yeah, we've got like 40-foot tall spiders. Don't come here.
Saved by the Bell was a vehicle for the Illuminati.
Everything's a vehicle for the Illuminati. That one's definitely true.
Jay-Z is a time-traveling vampire.
Do people not know that? Is that not common knowledge?
The Earth is hollow. It's flat and hollow.
It's like a hollow it out chocolate coin.
Yeah.
It's like a chocolate coin without the chocolate. It's just like the foil. I'm ready to go to a break whenever you get me one good chuckle.
So, these two kind of contradict each other.
Okay, hit me.
Michael Jackson was killed by the Iranian government.
Okay, also Michael Jackson's still alive, isn't he?
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. Trevor says we're all living in a Truman Show. Josh doesn't know because it's about him. I've lived in that nightmare for long enough now that, like, at this point, like, what am I afraid of? Like, you've already seen me pooping. Like, what am I hiding from the Truman Show that's watching me now? I'm voluntarily on Facebook Live for, like, just too much of my life. At this point, I live with the expectation that I'm constantly being televised.
Jim says Lord is actually Randy Marsh.
What?
It's a South Park joke. It's also real.
Jim says the greatest conspiracy of all time is Santa Claus. Even his parents were in on it. That actually might be. That might actually be the biggest conspiracy theory of all time, is trying to convince adults that Santa Claus isn't real when he definitely is. I'm even in on it with the Santa Isn't Real podcast. We haven't had a new episode in like a month, but damn, it's good.
Trevor says Antarctica is fake.
Well, where do penguins live?
They're not real either.
They're also in South America. They're paid actors. Penguins.
No, actually, those are porgs.
New conspiracy theory. Hold on. New conspiracy theory. Penguins are just costumed, like, paid ducks that just figured out how to straighten out their bodies and convince all of us that Antarctica is real. Also, Eric Berry's going to play on Sunday. Whoa, is that too far?
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I just feel like there's a good energy today. I feel like it doesn't feel like a hump day. It's wacky. It is wet and wild and wacky on this Wednesday.
It's middle of the week.
Yeah.
It's hump day.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Yeah. I said it. Hump day is here. You know that commercial, right? It's good, right? Please tell me you know what commercial I'm talking about.
Yeah, the Geico commercial with the camel.
Okay, good.
You bleep hole. Listen to me. Listen to me. I said it doesn't feel like a hump day.
I need to listen better, don't I?
Yes!
On ESPN Kansas City.
Just unbelievable. It's such an unbelievable moment in the history of this show. Also, Rudy popped in, among other things, to say that they just Men in Black mind white people as they leave Australia. So they just believe when you leave the fake Australia in South America or whatever, you just either don't remember things, or maybe like they make you believe that that like you were actually working in a real, living in a real place, even when it's obviously fake. I need to figure out how to turn off this device that Rudy brought to me, because it's my phone's not happening right now. What, Beards?
I found another list of conspiracy theories, but these ones are all like celebrity ones. They're not as fun.
I mean, okay.
The FBI killed Biggie and Tupac.
Sure.
Jim Morrison was murdered. Marilyn Monroe was murdered.
Every celebrity was murdered
by the
FBI.
Prince Harry isn't Prince Charles' son. It's just a bunch of celebrity ones. It's not great. J.K. Rowling isn't real.
That one I'm a little interested in. But thank you for reading a list of conspiracies.
We'll explain the inconsistencies after, you know, the books came out.
It would. Thank you for reading this list and going, they're not, and thinking they're not great. I'm going to go ahead and read them on the radio anyway.
Well, just for examples of why I didn't think they were that great.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a really good list.
We've already gone through a pretty good list. It's a couple, actually. I want to talk about my conspiracy theory that you can beat the Patriots by knocking the receivers out of rhythm. Is that two out there?
Go for it.
You leaving your microphone on does make me nervous because I can hear your fan, and I just don't. I don't trust you with an open mic and the potential that Shane will. Just, hey, you know what? Why did Shane call you?
Queen Elizabeth is a cannibal, and she descends from a long line of cannibals. That's why she's lived for so long. She feeds on human flesh.
You had a whole break. You couldn't have started the segment with that one.
I just found it. Excellent. I just found it.
Why did why did it take you that long?
I just scrolled past that one.
You couldn't have just searched cannibal conspiracy theories during the break? That wouldn't have done it for us? Also, did you address our guest backup plan during that break at all, or have you been too busy Googling back conspiracy theories?
I'm working on it.
Excellent. Why don't you do your damn job?
I'm working on it.
Why isn't your damn job done already? Oh, it's because I told you about this backup plan 30 seconds before the show started? All right, fine. Way to deflect on me. You know what it's time for? We need music for this, by the way, Beards. Actually, and we could save it. We could save it if it's not. Ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. It's time for today's edition of the Stupidest Sports Calendar 2019 edition. Today's Wednesday, January 16th. Today's entry under the category of the good, the bad, the ugly moments that live in sports infamy. The good. Colorado Avalanche goalie Patrick Roy makes an amazing save and holds up for the crowd to see the puck in his glove. The bad. There was no puck in his glove.
What was in his glove, Josh?
Nothing. The ugly. If the Avs won this game 6 of the 2002 Western Conference Finals, they would have been going for the cup. So Roy was pumped when he got his glove on the puck at the end of the first period, robbing the Detroit Red Wings of a goal. He went into the full Statue of Liberty stance to show the crowd the puck, but the puck wasn't in his glove anymore. It had slipped out to the crease. The Wings scored before Roy could recover, forcing a Game 7 that the Wings won 7-0. Sounds like he should have given a puck. Don't look at me like that, Beards! Unlike Patrick Roy, go puck yourself.
Jason says that Patrick Roy is pronounced Wah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Jason did. As in, Jason that works
that
here.
That works here?
Yeah.
That was quick on the trigger there. Hockey goalie. Also, we got the week on the specifics of how you stop the Patriots offense. I've got spicy takes. But I do really want to make sure we have a chance to get to this already in this already strange hour of radio. The fact that Adam Gase and the New York Jets are assembling the greatest, craziest coaching staff in the history of sports. We spent ample time on Adam Gase looking like he had just done a light bulb full of meth. But his defensive coordinator is Greg Williams, who was banned from the sport for coordinating Bountygate, a thing where he was getting his players to purposefully injure opposing players for money. Now, I'll be honest. I was a little bit intrigued by the idea of Greg Williams as the Chiefs defensive coordinator next year before I knew that Sith Bob was here to save the day. But the fact that it's Greg with 2 G's, the second G is for genius, that he is paired with light bulb full of meth Adam Gase is extremely exciting to me. Also, poor Sam Darnold. Poor Sam Darnold. It is amazing that one press conference had me do a total 180 on Adam Gase as like a quarterback whisperer. I was buying into the idea of him being a quarterback whisperer, and then I saw him in a situation where I don't believe he was physically capable of whispering. And I am totally
his idea
on
of whispering would have just been shouting in his ear.
Yes. A whisper is just getting closer to the person that you're still screaming at.
Trevor says they should have hired Bobby Knight.
He's going to be like their special teams coach.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Dennis Rodman's on the sidelines for some weird reason, too.
So is that the former Dolphins offensive line coach?
Oh, yeah.
Sniffles or whatever. I do not remember his name for the life of me.
Do I have that audio still?
I mean, yeah,
this
you definitely.
This is the ultimate question.
You definitely do. Please make sure it's a censored version before you say it, before you play it. Okay.
I'll have to find it.
Oh, what was his name? Dolphins OL coach cocaine. Chris Forster. There it is. I mean, do I have to explain the story? I guess people might not know the story. About a year. Whoa, Beards. We're just past the 1 year anniversary of this story. It looks like. Oh, no, actually, it's longer than they go than that.
I
Sorry,
have the
that
censored
was a follow-up
version.
Story.
Actually, let me check and make sure it's the censored version. It does say bleeped, but I want to make sure.
Yeah, you make sure. It was October 2017. Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forster resigned after a video of him. Well, is the video ready? Is a video he took. You'll probably hear what he was doing. And he sent this to an adult dancer, erotic dancer, I think it was the first model. That he was not married to. He is married. Yeah, not sure. Here's the audio of the video of who I can only assume has been Adam Gase's hookup.
Hey, babe. Miss you.
So
thinking
creepy.
About you.
Oh, no.
How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?
Oh, he's about to go to a meeting. Oh, it's...
There's those big grains falling, but I miss you.
Big grains falling? It's so gross, man.
What do you think? Crazy?
Yeah. Yes, crazy. No, insane. Certifiably.
We can do this again. Because I know you're going to keep that baby.
Oh, yeah. She was pregnant.
When I think about you when I do it. I think about how much I miss you.
Or you thought she was pregnant?
How much fun it was. So much fun.
Oh, I forgot about
so
that.
Good. Before I go to my meeting.
Oh, I forgot there's a baby.
Is that fucked up yet? You think? I think not.
Oh no! I can't.
Oh,
I forgot about that part completely.
Mm.
Listen, man, I get it. I'm sorry. I'm just grossed out because I have bad allergies too, and those sniffles are, oof, those are a pain, man.
Also, very
your eyes get watery and everything. Allergies are the worst.
Veering back on something we discussed earlier. Sam over on the Almost Daily Sports page just said, it's pronounced wah. You've just cost Kansas City an NHL team. So,
no, actually, now I realize I've heard Patrick Waugh is a thing. I don't think I've ever seen it written out. You know what? Do you think it worked? Do you think storing Zyrtec, it helps? That's what he was doing, I can only imagine. Big grains falling.
It helped him not have a job anymore.
I already told you, I've got my supply. I told you yesterday, I went to Costco and got giant, like, tubs of Zyrtec, Kirkland brand Zyrtec and Claritin.
You didn't get any Q-tips, though.
I didn't get any Q-tips.
That's the ingredient.
I'm not going to snort a Q-tip. That sounds like a horrible idea. This is not, the end of that video that I note all over, I totally stand by it. But if you go watch the video, you can live how horrifying all of that. Las Vegas model is how the woman in this is described. I apologize for any other job description I gave her. Why did she? There's so many questions that I still have about this video. I haven't thought about this video in a good minute. Anyway, where were we?
I don't know.
Conspiracy theories? This really is a shame. I have the way that the Chiefs can stop the Patriots. I know Andy Reid listens to this show, and I know Darth Bob listens to this show every single second of it, probably on the podcast. I don't really strike me as Facebook Live guys.
I know this in the show. I have the way to stop the Patriots, and because of that video and conspiracy theories, I'm never going to have an opportunity to tell you.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I mean, we need to sell t-shirts.
We just need
to have t-shirts that we can sell.
Yes.
That's the thing.
I can do that, by the way. I can create a store pretty easy, I think. Sure. Problem is getting them sold.
All proceeds go to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
The charity of us.
100% of the profits.
Yeah.
110, actually.
Yes. We're going to steal from the company. The t-shirt company that makes it.
With Joshua Briscoe.
We're already stealing from this company.
Whoa!
On ESPN Kansas City.
I'm having an awesome time glancing across Julian Edelman's timeline. First of all, I will say the logo they're using for Bet Against Us is very good. That's one thing I wanted to just sort of like point out. The logo is very like American Revolution, like inspired. It totally works. It's a great logo. And a stupid as ever living bleep saying for the New England Patriots. Like, what are we doing? So the saying is bet against us. It's a good logo. Earlier, Edelman tweeted out a video with like a bunch of Chiefs highlights and then like a Patriots huddle. And then this logo pops up that says bet against us. Again, I sort of wish it wasn't a Patriots thing so I could buy something with a logo on it because it's extremely good. But it's just so, like, the Patriots are going to sell themselves on this, like, we're actually underdogs thing. It's crazy. Also, while we're, like, lots of people have brought up that this is a KU fan move, which is also 100% fair. It's always, like, KU, like, wins a couple of conference games, you end up winning the Big 12, and at the end, it's, oh, nobody believed in us. Everybody thought KU was going to win the Big 12. They go, oh, we lost Azubuike, and there's no DeSosa, and they're still going to win it this year, which I've been saying since the first breath of the season, and I will say it until they actually lock it up. KU's going to win the Big 12. KU always wins the Big 12. This is KU's move. Kansas wins the Big 12 because that's the thing that they do. The Patriots and Jayhawks basketball are never actually underdogs. I also don't totally understand the psyche of all of this. Like, Beards, I know you're in another audio file right now, but if you scrounge around, one of the sounds that Lebo sent out earlier, I know we haven't had a chance to look at it yet, and I figured we would do it later, but he sent out, the audio includes a 4-second clip of Travis Kelce saying that the Patriots don't suck. Just go looking for that. It looks like it says New England doesn't suck, and he doesn't suck. We can get to the rest of them later on today, maybe, or we'll figure it out. But no one is saying what Tom Brady says people are saying, which is the Patriots suck or that they can't win. Most people probably picked them to win at home. The only insult here is that not everyone is completely picking the Patriots. The Patriots aren't a unanimous choice these last couple of weeks. Therefore, they're playing an underdog card because they're less equipped to win everything ever than they've been in years past. They're less of a unanimous choice.
Hey, Travis, what do you think about New England?
I mean, I don't think they suck. I can tell you that.
Thank you, Travis. Can we put Beards? I'm going to need you to do some... This is some pretty next level production work.
Oh, gosh, okay.
I'm going to need you to go to Radio Shack.
Do those exist still?
I'm gonna need you to go to Radio Shack, and I'm gonna need you to get 100 rewritable CDs. Actually, no, but not the ones. A CDR, not a C. That's your girlfriend. That's different. A CDR, CD-R, not a CDRW, because a CDRW can burn stuff on it and then like unburn it and reburn onto it. A CDR, you can only burn onto it once. So maybe you get a pack of like 100 CDRs. Again, not the same acronym for your girlfriend. I'm gonna need you to get those, and then on those, I'm gonna need you to print out your or not print out. I'm gonna need you to burn on that audio clip.
I mean, I don't think they suck. I can tell you that.
onto 100 of them, and I need you to mail them all in jewel cases to all of these people. I need everyone on the roster, everyone in the coaching staff in the front office, everyone in New England needs to get just a CD that just has those 4 seconds of audio on it.
The nearest Radio Shack is in Osage City, Kansas.
That's probably a little bit of a trek. How long of a drive is that?
That's south of Topeka.
Maybe an hour and a half or so?
You can get 2 hours, probably.
I mean,
maybe.
Where else do you buy a CD that
online?
Burn. But it's going to take longer. I think if you just go to Radio Shack, you probably get it quicker. So you go ahead and drive to Topeka or whatever for a Radio Shack. Go ahead and do that. Go do that. And
Andrew says
we
should go to Costco.
Does Costco sell them?
Trevor says Radio Shack's right next to Blockbuster.
That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Jim says that the sheer arrogance of the way the Patriots are doing the underdog thing is astounding. Says they're in essence saying, you're stupid if you don't think we'll win. Which is like, it's kind of fine. Like, that's saying you should pick us is fine, but the idea that the Patriots are making themselves the underdog after being the favorite for like a solid 15 years, it's just silly. And I'm not mad about it, and you shouldn't be mad about it. You should just acknowledge the inherent silliness that is the Patriots trying to convince you that they're an underdog. Like, the intellectual dishonesty of it is pretty tickling. I'm pretty tickled by it. Okay, so what we're going to do here is, I'm just double checking a couple of things. Okay, so we're going to, top of the hour here, you're going to hear from Matt Verderam of Fanside. I talked to him on Sports Night last night. It was an excellent conversation. So we're going to bring it back to you again here today because some of our other plans didn't 100% come to fruition. So we will we'll talk to Verderam. We talked to him last night on Sports Night, but you'll hear him here again here in a few minutes. It was a really good conversation about a lot of the things around Chiefs-Patriots that I think are worth discussing, including one of the things that I've been trying to talk about for an hour today, and then I've always just been yanked around by conspiracy theories or Mattress Firm or The Truman Show or Eric Berry's heel.
Or Chris Forrester.
Or cocaine.
Or the end of the hour in Radio Shack. And Travis Kelce saying this.
I mean, I don't think they suck. I can tell you that.
Quick, cut the music all the way down. We're here for a one-on-one interview with our friend Travis Kelce. Travis, I know you listen to a lot of Almost Entirely Sports. What do you think about Joshua Briscoe and Beards McFly?
I mean, I don't think they suck. I can tell you that.
Thank you, Travis. We got to work that into a promo, right? We've got to have a promo where we perhaps illegally take Travis Kelce's words so out of context that it sounds like he's endorsing this dumb, dumb show. He's endorsing a show that not 45 minutes ago was explaining that we wholeheartedly believe that Jar Jar Binks is actually a Sith Lord. And so is Bob Sutton, by the way.
It's true.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.